This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, June 10th, brought to you by Strativation Group. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Senate Ag Ranking Member John Bozeman released the minority-drafted framework of a new farm bill today. Bozeman said the language is the culmination of what farmers across the country shared with them during listening sessions. Responding to an $80 billion drop in net farm income, Bozeman says the Republican plan does include increases in commodity supports.
I believe the PLC is about a 15% increase across the board, and we're trying to take care of everyone. Additionally, you know, take care of some people that haven't been helped in the past with various programs. So about a 15% increase in PLC. And then again, trying to make it such that ARC is more usable and works better for people that depend on that. The programs are very different. There are different hedges for protection.
As with the House Ag plan, Bozeman says reference prices are higher.
We've worked hard to get our reference prices up, but that works in conjunction with ARC, and we don't force a choosing Title I programs. You take one, then you don't get to participate in the others. The other thing that we've done is we've improved crop insurance so that it will work better and take care of people such that that coverage works better for various entities.
Bozeman says the GOP plan does include avenues to increase base acres.
The way that we do it is that we look at the base acres that are lost. In other words, there's a lot of ground that is not being planted, other ground that is being abandoned or whatever. And so we're trying to take, as that goes off, rather than just losing those base acres, reestablishing them and distributing them to farmers so that they can take the slack up.
The Bozeman plan does include scrutiny for USDA Section 5 authority, but it does not eliminate it as with the House version.
And I think that there's some savings to be made in that regard. There's a lot of money being spent in the CCC and Section 5 that has nothing to do with farmers. Right now, it's very opaque. We really don't know what's going on. USDA is not being transparent with how they're spending those dollars. And so what we want to do is take some of those dollars and use that to help out farmers in other ways.
The plan does include amended guidance on conservation funds from the Inflation Reduction Act.
We are taking away some of the guardrails and really making it such that those programs are going to continue to be locally led like they are now. We wanted to make sure that farmers have the ability to use programs that they actually use. That's not to exclude climate programs. If farmers, you know, request programs that sequester carbon, that's fine.
Bozeman says it's important to keep up the momentum for a new farm bill.
I think releasing the framework that we did today is a good step in the right direction. We've got time in this Congress, and then historically a lot can get done in the lame duck session. We don't really have to worry too much in the sense that theoretically the farm bill runs out end of September, 1st of October, but USDA, and we are going to be hawking this very, very close, but it appears that USDA feels like we'll have the funding we need through December. So,
as yet, there is no date scheduled for farm bill consideration on the full House floor, and there's no timeline suggested by Senate Ag Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow for the Senate Ag Committee markup. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Strativation Group. Ready to elevate your impact and results? Look no further than Strativation Group. Our team of research and marketing pros understands the challenges faced by agribusinesses and organizations by engaging with the hardworking farmers who drive your success. We dig deeper to uncover insights that fuel your growth through smart, informed strategies that work. We're not just advisors, we're your growth partners. Visit StrativationGroup.com to see where strategy meets innovation. Strativation Group, proud research partners with AgriPulse. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.